Technomarecraft planning to move beyond LSA. This AVE Web Audio special from AOPA Expo in Hartford is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. The light sport aircraft market is crowded with contenders going after the same market niche. Jeff Van West, editor-in-chief of AvWeb's sister publication, IFR Magazine, spoke with Lynn Birmingham of Technum USA. She explains the company's plans to move beyond the LSA market and introduce Part 23 certified aircraft, including a retractable gear trainer and a new light twin.
So I'm here with Lynn Birmingham, U.S. agent for Technum Aircraft. And Lynn, can you tell me, who is Technum Aircraft, really?
Well, Technum Aircraft is the U.S. company for Technum, and Technum is a company that's been around since 1948, and they're an Italian company that have been building certified airplanes during this entire time. Their core competency is obviously the LSAs, which they do extremely well, but they also build parts for Boeing and Embraer and Airbus and a host of other companies, along with building certified aircraft in Europe.
Excellent. And so what are the models that you represent in the U.S. for the LSA market?
Well, currently we have three models that are certificated. We have the Bravo, the Sierra, and the Echo Super.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about each one.
We have two high wings, and then we have one low wing, and people always ask why, and they really all have different purposes. The low wing people, you know, you have the high wing, low wing mix. People always like, you know, one or the other. And then the other one, the Echo Super, is really more geared towards training. It's a high wing strutted aircraft that is perfect for the training environment.
Excellent. And apparently you have some plans in the work for that strut-braced high wing, the Bravo.
Well, one of the things that we realized is that the training market is in serious need of low-cost trainers. And one of the things that we find is that these airplanes, because you can train both sport and private, but you can also train instrument, and we were looking to do CFI and commercial and all the other ratings. And we found that this was a really low-cost way to do it. So with the strutted airplane, we're now in a training environment allowing spins, and I think that makes us the only spin-certified light sport in the country.
Now, I've heard also you have some other plans, you know, the sort of big boys playing around here, Cessna, Cirrus, they've started with Part 23 aircraft, and they've moved down into the LSA market with these kind of entry-level aircraft. You've come in at the LSA level, but you have plans to move up. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, because Technum has been building certified aircraft for so many years, and again, these airplanes were certified. You had two different versions over in Europe. You have both a certified and a non-certified version over there, and it has everything to do with the cost of flying and user fees. But because they've already been building these aircraft as certified aircraft, we have other models that are available. We have a retractable gear single that we know right now that there's a serious need for a training aircraft that's a retractable gear for the commercial pilot. Also, we have a twin that is in the process of being certified right now. We should be completed with the EASA certification. I think it's targeted for May of next year. So we're looking to actually bring in a full suite of training aircraft into the United States and have a proof of concept training center here with all Technum aircraft. And because the efficiency of the Rotax engine, we're excited about it because, again, you've got a lower cost of training, because the fuel costs are going to be lower, cost of operations lower, et cetera. So we're really hoping to bring more pilots into the pilot population.
You say Rotax engine, you're referring to the Rotax engine on the retractable and the twin as well?
Absolutely. The retractable gear right now, it's already certified. It's over and flying in Europe right now as a certified version, and they're using the Rotax engine with a constant speed prop. And the same thing is true with the twin. Right now, it's doing all of its test flights with the 912 S2 engine. Actually, I think it's the S3 engine. I apologize, because it has the constant speed prop on it.
And the retractable and the twin, these are going to be VFR and IFR, day-night?
Absolutely. They'll be day-night, VFR, IFR, and certified aircraft, so you can fly, you know, you can do anything with these airplanes that you would do with anything else. They are going to be extremely efficient, full glass panels. We've got a whole suite of avionics that you can put in them, and we just think it's going to be an exciting addition to the aircraft population.
Okay, real quick, the prices walking up the line from the LSA models all the way up to the twin.
You're going probably from about $96,000 all the way up to $300 and change for the certified twin with a glass cockpit.
Excellent.
More on Technam Aircraft in just a moment. Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
Since we have a couple extra seconds here, I know you and your husband are also involved in the IFR ASTM for the LSAs, and just to be really clear, this would be the standard that aircraft would have to meet in order to be allowed to fly under IFR under LSA rules. Where does that stand these days?
There is progress. There have been some documents that have been written at this point and that are under review, but really one of the things that is, I think, misunderstood about the ASTM requirements and standards is that it's not like it's supposed to be a lesser standard and that the aircraft are going to be less safe. Really what the ASTM is attempting to do is to make it more stringent in some ways, yet make it easier to do the certification. So we're looking to have something that is much, much safer, and the same is true with the IFR standard. So you can take these airplanes as long as they meet, the manufacturer agrees and says that they've, you know, met all the requirements, and have them be IFR certified again, because you can provide a low-cost training environment, and also for, you know, somebody that would be in a 172, for instance, now they can fly for half the cost and still have a very, very reliable platform and be out there flying IMC. Never a hard IMC with a single engine airplane, but still, you can go out, you can and fly, file and fly, and be perfectly safe and comfortable.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Lynn Birmingham of Technam USA. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AFWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@AFWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AFWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.